Three. Hello, everyone. Good morning. Oh, it's done. Okay. Good morning, Church of God. Buenos dias. I'm so excited to be here again, as every Sunday. I'm so happy and so thankful with Pastor Brandon for giving me this time of bringing what God wants to say this morning. Not me, but God. And thank you, everyone, for being here today and those that are online. Hello, baby. She's watching me online. That's for my wife. We're going to start right now. I hope everyone is coming in, please, so we can start. I just wanted to do that, say hello to my wife online, actually. It's pretty cool. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We praise you also for who you are. We praise you, God, because you are our God. You are our Lord. You are all everything. And God, we just want this morning to be able to hear your word and help us, God, to have an open mind, open heart to you. Help us, God, to yield to you. In your name we pray. And everyone said, amen. So, as you know, I like to ask a lot of questions, and also I like your help reading the Bible verses because you guys read better than I do. So, we're going to do just a recap. I like to do recaps. But today, as Pastor Brandon said, we're going to finish with our journey about discovering more about cultivating the spiritual discipline of practice and the holy habit of faith, known as prayer. I'm going to discuss with you guys, we're going to discuss and talk about yield. And actually, I'm very excited to talk about that. God put a lot of things in my heart. But before that, as you know, these past Sundays, we've been talking about those disciplines, and we've been learning about what prayer is and talking. You know what prayer is, right? What is prayer? What does prayer mean? What is prayer? Yeah, speaking with God, speaking with the Lord. Thank you. And if you remember, we've been talking about those letters P, which would say the P was. What does P mean? Pause. Thank you. Well, I don't want you guys to answer because I know you know the answer. P is pause. R. Reflect. There we go. You've been in church. A, ask. And why? Yield. That's what we're going to talk about today. Thank you, guys. See, that was easy. Easy. So I hope you're ready with a clear mind to hear what God has for us today. So yield. I was looking about yield, and I wanted to understand better because in my dictionary, I was like, Pastor Brandon, how will you describe yield? And he was like, easy. You know, English is my second language. But yield, it's to surrender. You know, it's to surrender, to submit, to give away, give up something, to give yourself up. Yeah, that's yield. Or to dedicate or devote to something. So yield. There are the questions. As you know, I like to ask questions. And this is the first one. Are you 100% surrendered to God? No. Are you, brother and sister, 100% surrendered to God? Because that's what we're going to talk about, yield. Yield is surrender. It's giving up. It's saying, yes, God, I'm okay with that because I know you are my God. And I'm going to yield myself to you. So are you 100% surrendered to God? Are we 100%. And let me tell you, that requires a lot. Is the 100%. Or are other things that you are also surrendered to? There's other things that you also surrender to. I know if we go through and we ask the youth, a lot of youth, and I was in my case too, so before, social media, video games, those are for the youth. How about surrender to the society? Are we surrendered to the society? How about sometimes, are you surrendered to your job, secular job? It's taking more the time that you need to give to God? More than Christ? I know I like to ask a little questions, and then you are like, ah, there's this guy talking again. Are you 100% surrendered to God? God doesn't want you to give sacrifice of things. The only thing that he wants is your heart. That's the only thing that he wants. I remember when we were doing the fasting a couple weeks ago, I took the youth cell phones. And I love all the youth, but one of them, he was like, hey, how's my phone doing? I was like, it's okay. 15 minutes later, hey, is my phone okay? Like, yeah, it's okay. And he kept asking me, and I was like, if you ask me again, I'm going to tell your mom to take that phone for a month, actually. Because that means that that person is surrendered 100% to the cell phone. When you are surrendered 100% to something, that means that you can't live without that. So that's what I ask you. Are you 100% surrendered to God? So that means that you can't live without God. Can you say today, hey, Lord, I can't live without you? Are you able to say that? Are you able to say that? If you're able to say that, I want to hear that. Lord, I can't live without you. 1, 2, 3. Amen. You are making God's heart happy right now. Because how many times a week or a month you say that to the Lord? Lord, I surrender 100% to you now, and I can't live without you. I love you. I know as a husband, if you tell your wife how much you love her, she's going to be happy. But if you don't talk to her, don't tell her how much you love her, right? I see some faces now like, how many times per day you tell God that you love him? That's very important. So the final step of prayer is yield or surrender. We yield to God's presence on earth as in heaven through contemplation prayer and by listening to his word, which is our daily bread. I'm going to say that again for those that are reading. We yield to God's presence on earth as in heaven through contemplating prayer and by listening to his word, which is our daily bread. Question. Prayer and reading the Bible is your daily bread? Or is your daily bread, oh, I gotta go work. Oh. Well, before you start, you say, hey, God, thank you. The staff team, Pastor Brandon, have a crazy idea. And I love those ideas. We pray every morning from 9:30 a.m. And Pastor Brandon has been telling you guys, you're welcome to come. And some of you, maybe you're working, maybe you're like, nah, surrender 100%. And you're like, nah, I'm comfy at house. Or maybe you are working, you know, can be a couple of things. But let me tell you, when we come together and pray as a family, God moves a lot. And God has been speaking into my heart a lot those past weeks. And what was something that I told my sister Felicia, God said this and this and this. And God told me that day and gave me that word. It was not just for me. God knew that I needed to talk to her. So praise the Lord. Praise God for that. So question again, are you actually, your daily bread is that prayer and reading the Bible? Because if we do that, we're going to be able to say, hey, the Lord said this, the Lord told me this, and I can tell you this right now. Because we are meant to do that. Please, remember, your daily bread needs to be the prayer and the Bible. And again, I'm going to open the doors again, if you forgot. We pray at 9:30 every morning. If you are working, it's okay. You can pray from home or wherever you are. But if you have that time, come and pray with us. It's amazing what God has been doing. Let's move on. We yield to God's holiness through confession and reconciliation, right? Praying for forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sins against us. And we yield, talking about yield, surrender, we yield to his power in spiritual warfare, asking our Father to deliver us from evil. And so, in all these ways, it's by surrendering to God that we overcome, listen to that, by emptying ourselves. You get that? By emptying yourself first. And then you can be filled by the Holy Spirit. Surrender, yield to the God, your God. And by yielding our lives in prayer is when your life, my life, becomes a prayer. Your life has to become a prayer. Maybe you're like, what are you talking about? What does that mean? That my life is going to become a prayer? Well, because you surrender to God. You yield to the Lord. You begin to pray more, to read the Bible more. Then the people is going to see you doing amazing things. Like what the youth are doing. Hey, I'm so happy. Not because of me, it's because they are surrendering their hearts to the Lord. And I appreciate a lot that you guys say my name, but it's actually it's praising the Lord, what God is doing. Because they are surrendering their hearts. They are yielding their life to God. How are you yielding or surrendering your life as the youth are doing now? Are the other churches, the community seeing that we, that you are going and praying for people and telling, hey, this is God told me this. Surrender is about that, yielding your life to the Lord. Hopefully you don't get upset at me. Let's go to Matthew 26:39. Let's go to Matthew 26:39. And I will ask for your help, so we all can read together. Matthew 26:39. 1, 2, 3. Amen. Let's skip that Bible verse there. Well, that's Jesus' prayer. You know, Jesus was really afraid because he knew what was about to happen, right? And he was like, oh God, Father, I'm afraid. I don't want to do this. Can you do it in a different way? Imagine if God said yes. It will be different for us. No Jesus, no sacrifice. But God say, no, I love Church of God, I love every one of them right now. And you are going to die because I love them. But Jesus said, not as I will, but as you will. Praise God. When we said, not as I will, but as you will, we are yielding to the Lord. We are surrendering everything. We are saying, God, I know this hurts. I know this is This is awkward for me because I don't like to go and talk to people. This is awkward for me because I don't know. I don't like to pray for people. I'm that kind of person that I like to pray quietly in the corner for them. Okay, but if God is putting something in your heart, God is not going to let you sleep if you don't do that. Let me tell you, because God has a mission for every one of us. And we got a purpose in this life. And it's not just come and sit. Is go and do as Jesus did. So I have a question. You can raise your hand up. Do you want to become more like Jesus? If you want to become more like Jesus, I want you to raise your hand. Of course, right? So are you willing to say, not as I will, but as you will? Becoming more like Jesus means that. That we are going to say every day, not as I will, Lord. That hurts so much. Why am I struggling with this? What if this is happening? But Lord, as you will. Because it's your will. And you remember what God's will is for us? How is God's will for us? Good? Pleasant? And perfect. God's will for us is good, pleasant, and perfect. So you might be asking, so why are we sometimes go through suffering? Because that's God's will, which is good, pleased, and perfect. So that's what I ask you. Do you want to be more like Jesus? Well, you need to put that more in practice. Yield and say, God, not my will, but yours. Jesus, he lived a life of surrender. Every day, he lived a life of surrender because of his deeply love for us. His love for us. That's why he surrendered everything. He gave up everything because he loves us so much. It might took him a lot of time. Yes, it did. A lot of prayers. Yes, he went to pray a lot of times alone with the Lord because he was suffering. He did, as you and I, we've been doing so many times. But are you praying? Are you yielding to the Lord? And God, Jesus did that because he knew that he needed it. Because he knew that he needed to be with his Father to find strength and the courage to surrender. Not to go and be able to go through it, but pretty much to surrender, to yield to the Lord. Because let me tell you, we don't like to surrender. We like others to surrender. We like to be seen as the strong one. And that's, you know, that's humankind. That's humankind. Jesus is teaching us, even he being the all-powerful, he surrendered and he said, no, because I love every one of them. And I'm going to die and sacrifice myself, my life for them. All that Jesus did in his life here on earth, it was God's will. Everything that Jesus did, it was God's will. And that's wonderful. So, again, I'm going to ask you, as I asked you before, do you want to become more like Jesus? Amen. Amen. So now every single decision that you're making or everything that you're doing is God's will? Amen. Less amens. It's hard. It's hard. Because sometimes maybe you are not patient and you want things like fast, hey, let's do this. And you forgot about, oh, God, I need to surrender this and ask you about this. Or so many things that can happen. But are you doing God's will every day? Again, going back, as I asked you before, is your daily bread the Bible and prayer? Because if our daily bread is the Bible and the prayer, we're going to be doing God's will. We're going to be able to understand and say, yes, it's easy. Just pray and read the Bible and surrender yourself. It's easy. But we don't like to do that. We don't like it. Again, as I say, we say that we want to be or become more like Jesus. So are we going to surrender as Jesus did? I'm saying, not as I will, but as you will. That means yield. Understanding that God has something amazing for our life. Understanding that God is the all-powerful. That we can tell him, no, God, I think that's not good. I think I don't want to do that. Can I do it in that way? I was talking with a friend one time, and I do that sometimes when God put something in your heart. I'm like, okay, God, if this is your will, and you want me to pray for that person is going over there, but if it's your will, that person had to turn and come here, and I'm waiting there. Sometimes happen, but then I feel like God is pushing, no, I got to go. Let me tell you, that person changed the direction and comes, and then I'm like, God, sorry, I doubt again. Because when you told me to go and do it, I always ask, okay, if it's your will, do this, and because we don't want to do it. I'm like, I don't know. I don't feel like I have to do it. That's what I'm doing a lot of questions. Like, okay, if it's your will, make it go like this. We're making our way when we do that. Make it go that way so he can do this, that. We are doing our way. But if God is putting something in your heart, let's go and do it. God is working in my life and the youth life too, I know. and let's just go and do it. Because we are called to do that. Amen? Please don't fall asleep. Let's go to John 5:30. If you found it, said amen. Okay, let's read it all of us together again, please, guys. And I want to hear you because you have a good voice. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Amen. Woo! Amen. Amen. Can we wake up every single day and say, God, I cannot do nothing on my own. I'm not going to do my will today. I'm not going to think in this way. I'm not going to cry and say, oh, what a day. No. I'm going to do your will. And I'm going to do your will. That's Jesus saying that. Jesus, the all-powerful, the one that did a lot of miracles. Jesus said, I can do nothing on my own. I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. How wonderful. And let me tell you this. God sent you here to be part of Exeter. God sent you, every one of you. You born here, yes, because that was God's will. For you to do his will, because he sent you here. So please, connect with God's call again and start doing things. Let's move on. Let's do things together for Christ. Please. Please. So we can say every single morning, hey, God, I have this plan. I have like 20 things to do. But I want to do your will first. Help me to hear your voice. And how can I, God, through this 20 tasks or whatever, how can I praise you? How can I go? And if you, can I please God have your eyes? Can I please God have your ears so I can see the need, so I can hear your voice, and I can go and do it, and I can be part of your mission today, Lord? Are we praying like that every day? Are we praying like that? God, fix my eyes on you. Fix my ears. Please, Lord. Because let me tell you, you are God's missionaries. You are God's missionaries. Amen? You are. Wherever you are, even if you're working, if you are, I don't know what you guys do, but wherever you are, do God's will and accomplish God's will every single day. Amen? So, can we follow Jesus' example of, are you ready for this? Can we follow Jesus' example of not seeking our own will? Can we? I remember a couple of years ago when I was like a teenager, I make a lot of mistakes. Because the younger you are, and hey, I was young, okay? That's what I say to me. But because we make a lot of mistakes, a lot. Because you want to be, and you want to do your will. Even as you get older, you become better, hopefully. Hopefully. But the only way that we can have joy, peace in our heart is when we follow Jesus' example and we stop seeking our will. That's the only way. And the only way to do that is by asking the Lord to show you, to show us his good and perfect will. And again, God's will is good, pleasing, and perfect for those who love him. Amen? So let's follow Jesus' example to yield in our life every single day and saying, Lord, as you wish, as you wish. Sometimes, I'm going to introduce a commercial here. I see that I need it. Sometimes, my wife is asking me things, and I know she's listening to me right now online. Sometimes she asks me things, and I'm like, as you wish. And I see a smile on her. As you wish, my darling. So, how many times you say to the Lord, Lord, as you wish, as you wish. I can tell you, God is going to be happy and have a smile too. Because he's like, yes, yes. But practice that as you wish, God. So I want to ask you again, are you surrender, and me, that goes for me too, surrender as Jesus did 100% every single day? And when we say that, remember about Jesus, he did a lot of miracles. Sometimes he did not, because it was not God's will, right? He did a lot of miracles. But if you read the Bible about Jesus and everything, you are going to find that there were some things that he didn't do, because that was not God's will. Because when we act in our own will, we fail a lot. If just look at your past and you're going to remember all those failures. Amen? Jesus yield to God everything. Jesus yield everything without regret. He's like, God, I surrender all. I give everything to you. I'm yours. Because I understand that your will is good, pleasing, and perfect. Hurts, but I'm going to give my life for those that are next to the church gathered right now, listening to Dane. God yield his life and everything. I mean, Jesus to God. When we can yield ourselves to God's kingdom, come and it will be done. Come what might. trusting in Him, we will find the most profound breakout in prayer, just like Jesus did, just like Him. So, do you want to become every day more like Jesus? Yield yourself every day. Being close to the Father by praying, reading the Bible, like stopping using your phone, and read more of the Bible. Read more of the Bible. Pray more. Give yourself to God every single time. I have a joke that I tell my wife. I have it a little bit easier because my life is just about God, and I'm a pastor, a youth pastor. So that's all that I have to give my 100%. But I know for those that have to go work in different works, it's harder because of time. But we pray for you guys that you can find the time to yield to the Lord every second, every moment. Even through the hard time, yield to the Lord, and He will bring peace to your life. He will bring joy. Yielding to God means saying, come, what my. Come, what my. Yielding to the Lord means that. So in conclusion, yielding means saying, God, whatever you want, whatever you wish, as you wish. Yielding means saying, come what my. That means, God, your will, not my will. Whatever it comes, I will be glad and I will praise you always. Yielding to the Lord means that I will praise you always. Because your will is good, pleasing, and perfect. Conversation with God is not just talking, not just asking, but actively listening to the voice of God. John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. How much are you following God? But first will be, how much are you hearing God's voice? So you can follow Him, so you can know Him. And we can follow God, we can hear God through the Bible. Reading your Bible every day. We can hear God in dreams and visions. Yes, He does that. Because you read the Bible and pray. We can hear God in counsel. In common sense, yes, we do that. We can hear God in that. We can hear God in personal reflection. By doing in action, you can hear God. All that can be possible if we yield to God. And again, yield is saying, come what might. God is not looking for a perfect person. He's not expecting you to be perfect. He's just expecting you to say, God, come what my. I surrender all. I'm here. As you wish. I yield to you. I receive from you. So do as you wish. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we yield to you today. And we say, come what might. We surrender all to you, God. And we praise you for your love, for loving us so much. God, forgive us for those times that we say no to your will. And we want to do our will. But God, thank you for bringing your word today and telling us that we need to yield to you more. More every day. Thank you, God, for your will. Amen.